This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Homeowners moving to parts of the rural West need to ask themselves if it would bother them if they found their neighbor's cattle grazing on their front lawn, or how long they can live without power when it's 20 degrees outside and snowing. Kathy Witkowski reports on the modern-day code of the West.
Bruce Dykers had always dreamed of owning a bit of land where he could run a few horses and gaze out on a little piece of paradise. 10 years ago, the dream came true. Bruce and his wife Gretchen abandoned suburban Chicago for a 35-acre spread in Montana's spectacular Madison Valley.
The mountains change continually. I look out at Sphinx Mountain. I often take pictures of it just because I love the way it looks and different qualities of light.
Other aspects of their new life took a little more getting used to. The Dykers found themselves in a place where cowboys still drive cattle down the main highway. That might sound terribly romantic, but not if you're in a hurry to get to town. And just when they thought they had the hang of things, well, let Gretchen explain.
One time I saw some cattle coming out of a gate into the road, and I thought that somebody had left the gate down. So I got out of my car, and having helped some rancher friends move cattle in the past, I was just kind of going to try to encourage them to get back into their pasture. Well, all of a sudden, this cowboy comes riding up saying, "Don't do that! I want them out!" And I said, "Sorry," and got back in my car and felt like a complete idiot.
At the same time they were learning to live with cowboys, the Dykers had to learn to live without a lot of services they'd taken for granted in the suburbs.
Taking the garbage to the dump was one big surprise. I really didn't expect to have to do that.
And the dump, like pretty much everything else, is many miles away, over roads that took a heavy toll on the Dykers' vehicles.
One of my favorite lines to Gretchen was, there's a pothole over there that the entire Osmond family was lost in. And, I mean, it was just horrible.
The Rocky Mountain West grew at 2 to 3 times the national rate during the past decade. Retirees and urban refugees are changing the look and feel of the region, bringing with them new demands and expectations that are causing some tension.
I hear it's a constant stream of complaints, and I wonder why, how they could be happy.
Lori Schmidt owns a small, isolated resort just outside of Yellowstone National Park. At least, it used to be isolated. Now Schmidt's place abuts a huge subdivision of 20-acre parcels, home to neighbors with a laundry list of disappointments.
Lack of county services like road plowing, lack of mail service to a convenient location, neighbors who do things that they don't like, build things in their view shed, have dogs that come over into their yard, have horses that they don't like the smell of. They're friendly enough, but when you get a call from them, it's because they want something. They have a problem.
To reduce frustration on all sides, rural counties in Colorado, Idaho, and Montana are distributing modern-day codes of the West. Where an earlier code warned you never to try on another cowboy's hat, these new pamphlets remind landowners not to assume that just because water crosses their property, they can actually use it. They explain that livestock may have the run of the land unless you fence it out, that wildlife is dangerous, cattle stink, cell phone service is spotty, and winters are severe and very long. Not exactly a sales pitch, but Montana realtor Toni Bowen often hands out her local code to prospective buyers.
Well, I think it helps them, and if it scares them off, then they shouldn't be here.
Full disclosure, Bowen says, is both ethical and practical.
I think it's so important that people know what they're getting into before they come here, before they buy. I don't want them disappointed, and I don't want to be sued either.
Geographer William Travis of the University of Colorado agrees that a well-written code can be very helpful.
But it's also separates those in the know from those out of the know.
In other words, those dire warnings often serve another, less altruistic purpose.
I think some of that was actually makes the long-term residents, the locals, if you will, sort of feel that they're rugged individualists who could put up with these hardships, and the newcomers were kind of urban refugees who were going to be soft, weren't going to be able to deal with rural life. And yeah, so some of it's a little self-aggrandizement.
Historically, every wave of Western settlers has looked down their noses at those who follow. It's a snobbery that newcomer Bruce Dykers discovered when he made the mistake of complaining to a local about a bad windstorm.
And he said, "How long you lived here?" I said, "Well, about a month." He said, "Till you live here 35 years, you don't have any right to say anything about the wind." So there is an attitude out here, code of the West or whatever, you know, and it's basically shut up and like it. And if you don't, move on.
That's exactly what the Dykers are doing. They didn't mind the cows or the cold, but they've decided that their Montana dream home is just a little too isolated, and it's up for sale. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Montana's Madison Valley.
Tomorrow, the start of a series of profiles from the new American West.